What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, amazing souls. Welcome back to She Thrives, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is something that can seriously rock your world. We're diving into the power of solitude, yes, the thing we often avoid like a bad date. But trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit or ditching all social interaction. It's about carving out space for yourself, just you and your thoughts, and how that can be a game changer for your well-being. You know that feeling when your mind is racing, thoughts are bouncing off the walls, and you feel like you're drowning in to-do lists? Ever felt completely drained even after a busy day, wondering where all your energy went? Well, honey, chances are you haven't been giving yourself enough quiet time. Think of it this way. Imagine a beautiful garden bursting with vibrant flowers. But if you never prune those overgrown vines or clear out the dead leaves, the whole thing can become chaotic and suffocating. Our minds are like that garden, they need regular tending and space to breathe. So let's talk about why solitude is so crucial and how it can actually make you thrive. Firstly, quiet time allows you to reconnect with your inner voice. In our always-on world, we're constantly bombarded with external noise, social media, emails, notifications, it's a whirlwind. But when we step away from the chaos and give ourselves silence, we can finally hear that quiet whisper within us, the one that holds our intuition, creativity, and true desires. Secondly, solitude is your secret weapon against stress and anxiety. Ever notice how just 5 minutes of deep breathing can calm a storm brewing inside you? Well, think about dedicating longer chunks of time to simply being present in the moment, observing your thoughts without judgment. This mindfulness practice can work wonders for managing those feelings of overwhelm and keeping you grounded. Thirdly, solitude is fuel for creativity and innovation. When we're constantly plugged in and multitasking, our brains become overloaded and struggle to think outside the box. But when we give ourselves time to daydream, wander, and explore new ideas without distractions, that's where the magic happens. You might be surprised by the breakthroughs that come when you unplug from everything else. Fourthly, solitude is a powerful tool for self-reflection and growth. It's like having a mirror held up to your soul, allowing you to honestly assess your values, beliefs, and actions. This introspection can lead to deeper self-understanding, personal transformation, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. And finally, let's not forget the importance of simply enjoying your own company. It's easy to get caught up in always seeking external validation or entertainment. But learning to cherish your own thoughts, feelings, and experiences can be incredibly empowering and liberating. Okay, so imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed by deadlines at work, social commitments are piling up, and your mind is buzzing like a beehive. You know you need a break, but you feel guilty even thinking about it. This is where the power of solitude comes in. Instead of trying to squeeze another task into your already packed day, you carve out 30 minutes, just 30 minutes, to sit quietly, take deep breaths, and simply be present. Maybe you step outside for a walk in nature, light a candle and meditate, or even just curl up with a good book. That simple act of choosing yourself, prioritizing your well-being, can make a world of difference. So remember, solitude isn't about isolation, it's about intentional time spent connecting with yourself, recharging your batteries, and cultivating a sense of inner peace. It's an essential ingredient for living a more balanced, fulfilling life. Ready to embrace the power of quiet? Start small. Dedicate just 10 minutes each day to solitude, a short meditation, a mindful walk, or even simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. You'll be amazed by the difference it makes. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a reminder to embrace their own quiet time. And if you have any thoughts, experiences, or tips on how you incorporate solitude into your life, drop them in the comments below. I want to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are capable of amazing things. Bye for now.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.